Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, about 3 weeks ago, we were talking about our new book that came out, the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child,
Part 2. Scare me when you say that. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
I know.
I can't remember 3 days ago. What's today?
Tuesday. I knew that question was coming.
Man. Right. Okay, so three weeks ago.
So 3 weeks ago, we were talking about, we went through the different chapters of our new parenting book, the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 2, Attention. One of those chapters shares the title of today's podcast, Catch Them Being Good. And we're talking about it today because we're reading an article from Dr. Aaron
Leba,
from Psychology Today, where she talks about three sweet ways to catch your kids being good.
Right. The title attracted our attention, as you say, because it's one of the chapters in our book about catch them being good. She says three sweet ways, and I thought, okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's, and she begins by talking about warmth and affection, which is a segue from yesterday, because yesterday we talked about
atrocious parenting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Appalling behavior.
Unnecessary parenting.
Criminalistic parenting.
Right.
You just keep
illegal parenting. And we said that parenting, authoritarian parenting, which is sort of what we led off with yesterday, is about that do as I say, my way or the highway approach to parenting, like an authoritarian dictator. But what we want instead is parenting should be about warmth and affection. Our children should feel warmth and affection. So many parents define their job as, I have to be the taskmaster. It's my obligation to teach my child morality and rules and obedience. And that's my first obligation as a parent. And so that idea that, you know, his coach, the teachers can be nice and the coach can be nice and everybody else can be nice, but I have to be a little tough because my first obligation is to make sure that my child is respectful and obedient and follows the rules and does what he or she is told. That leads to authoritarian parenting. And we resort to that to get our kids to meet whatever those expectations are that we have. What this article says and yesterday's article says is, no. Slow down. Parenting is about warmth and affection, not about obedience and discipline.
And so one of the ways that you do that is through positive reinforcement, but more specifically, acknowledging the good things, the positive things that your kids do, and not just focusing on the negative,
because
we have that tendency to resort to just focusing on the negative.
That's right. And that's and you and I aren't big fans of positive reinforcement. Because, and we'll talk about that in a second, we acknowledge, we recognize that you need to do these sorts of things, but you need to be careful because, as many writers have already pointed out, we don't want kids to do things just for rewards. We want them to learn to do the right thing.
We want them to have some intrinsic motivation to do the right thing,
not just
the extrinsic.
You know, doing what they're told, doing what we want them to do, but rather doing the right thing.
So again, so what this article column post attempts to do is to present a couple of ways that you can, when you acknowledge or you see or you discover something that your child is doing well, you know, ways to share that with them, some ways to give them some of that positive reinforcement.
And we're going to talk about praising your children. Now, with the understanding that there are people like Alfie Cohen, who's written extensively on this topic. He's a parent. He's actually a journalist. He's not a psychologist, but he's a journalist. But he's very good at this, and he's written a number of books and articles about praise. And he doesn't think we should praise children the way most parents praise their children. That it's okay to acknowledge their successes, but we shouldn't be teaching our children to work for praise.
Right.
We should be praising them in a way that they become self-sufficient, not slaves to praise.
Right.
Okay. And I think she's on the right track here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think this woman, the recommendations that she makes here are on that right track about not overdoing praise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are the first strategies she talks about?
Well, but she says praise has to have, there are three criteria for praise to be effective.
Oh, you're talking about for the positive reinforcement.
Right.
For
positive reinforcement to be effective.
Right.
And they are that it has to be.
It has to be focused, or it has to be specific. You have to let go of the negatives and the hyper focus on things, and it has to be immediate.
Right. And I really like the first one. She said, because most of us, and I was guilty of this,
mm-hmm.
most of us focus on our kids' negative behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
We see it as our job to eliminate the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in doing so, while that's important, in doing so, we forget about the positives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to talk about the 5-to-1 ratio
right.
at some point here. But the first thing you have to do is stop focusing on the negatives that mm-hmm. your kids do. I really like, in our book, the story you wrote about the boy who spilled the milk,
mm-hmm.
and, or the juice.
The juice
and the way he cleaned it up. Because
right.
we'll get into that in a second. So first of all, stop focusing on the negatives.
Right.
And the second is,
it has to be specific.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the third one is as immediate as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
When they're in the moment.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so don't focus on the negatives. Be specific. And acknowledge as soon as it occurs, as close as you can to
as
when it
as possible.
Occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Some of the things that you are cranky. So some of the strategies she talks about. Again, I think that these are
right.
really interesting.
That's what I. Yeah.
The first one is to use Post-it notes,
there's
some examples here where you just take regular Post-it notes
mm-hmm.
and you write a little positive message. Hey, thanks for sharing your bed with Grandma when she was here visiting. Really appreciate it. Or thanks
right.
for helping to unload the groceries last night. That was that was helpful.
If you pack your kids' lunch
mm-hmm.
or backpack, put a little note in there.
Yeah.
Acknowledging something that they did
right.
positive.
And don't make it something artificial.
Yeah, don't make it sound like a textbook.
Yeah.
I mean,
thanks for being a great kid. That might be great to hear sometimes, but it doesn't follow rule number two, which is to be specific.
Right. My mother comes over every once in a while, and grandparents are fussy about this. They want to be acknowledged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll tell my girls, hey, Grandma was really happy that you came out and gave her a hug and
mm-hmm.
said hello to her today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
Right.
Keep it personal. Don't make it sound like it was very good that you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second thing is, I like this one.
The
dinner or bedtime review.
Right.
And so, the family dinner is a valued activity that is being lost in most families, but.
We know why.
Right. Cell phones. It's all cell phones' fault.
It's true. It is the cell phones' fault.
Oh, man. So, but either at dinner or,
or
at bedtime.
Sit
with them and kind of review things and talk about, hey, earlier today, you didn't fuss when it was time for homework, and
right.
I really appreciate that.
2 days ago, you mentioned the bedtime routine.
Right.
We did a podcast, and you talked about the transition
mm-hmm.
from wakefulness to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is a transition for
right.
everybody. And this would be a nice thing to build into that transition,
because
right. you're being positive, you're
mm-hmm.
not lecturing, you're not yelling, you're not disciplining. And this would be a nice, if it's a bedtime routine, it would be, you could think of all the good things that the child did during
mm-hmm.
the day, and you could insert it into that transition from
right.
transition to sleep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But dinner time is also good. But Steve Jobs, somebody asked him if his kids bring their iPads or cell phones or something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my kids don't have those things. They didn't own those things. But he said, no, the evening meal was a family time.
Right.
And there were no distractions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's okay for Steve Jobs, it's probably okay for us.
Yeah. Number three is acting in the moment.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. as it's occurring,
mm-hmm.
you acknowledging it. Hey, thanks for helping me out
mm-hmm.
as we're setting the dinner table. Or, thanks for... working so hard on your homework,
Right. we used to say, you know, that the whole idea about wait till your father gets home.
Right.
Okay, so a child does something at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then wait till your father gets home at 7 o'clock at night. And mm-hmm. it's so far removed from the event. Well, we're saying the same thing here, is acknowledge it when it occurs. Now, that's right. the moment that yeah. you have to celebrate.
I like the example that she uses here, too, because it was very specific. And she said, because she says, as an example, she says, quote, you were playing football really fair with your yeah. friend today.
Right.
And at first it was like, I was reading that, I was like, mm-hmm. that is so, such an unusual thing to say. But then it went on to say, like when he said, I wasn't ready yet, mm-hmm. and you gave him a redo.
Right.
That's great, because that gives a very specific example right. of when you were playing fair. And, right. and using the word fair, mm-hmm. Which is a word that kids often use.
Right. Now, she makes the argument, that if you do these things, mm-hmm. if you use these kinds of positive moments, right. I hate positive reinforcement, if you use these positive moments, that it creates warmth right. and affection, and it improves the relationship. But please be careful, because this is a little bit like medication.
Right.
You can overdo it.
Right.
And
more is not necessarily better.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So be careful that you don't overdo it, because right. if you overdo it, it's going to lose its value.
Right.
And so there is a balance here between doing enough, but just because you do more
right.
doesn't mean, just because you do more positive reinforcement mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're going to get more warmth and affection.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we talk in our book about a 5-to-1 ratio.
Right.
So for
right.
every negative thing you say, you need to try to find 5 positive
things. And it's okay
things.
To say negative things. It,
right.
I mean, children need to know when they've...
where the boundaries are.
You know, that mm-hmm. that they have crossed a boundary, or that right. they have broken a rule, or that they've not met an expectation. It's okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be... but you should have 5 positives for every negative.
Right.
You should be thinking positive rather than negative.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's change your mindset.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. all right. Well, that is it for today. Until next time. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.